Mountain Edition.
Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 52 degrees in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Arlo Barnett.
And I'm Cody Robinson.
What are we doing? How effective is it? What more could we be doing?
The Floyd County School District plans to increase security.
The Pike County Board of Education has voted to allow teachers to carry concealed guns.
The judge presiding over the Marshall County High School shooter is being challenged.
In sports, boys' 16th regional basketball tournament action begins tonight at Johnson Arena.
But Luke will bring us the stock news.
Showers tonight with a low around 50 degrees. Stay tuned for an extended weather forecast after this news.
The Floyd County School District is increasing security in each of its high schools. The County Board of Education voted Monday to put an additional school resource officer inside each school. Yesterday, students at Prestonsburg High School noticed a police presence in their cafeteria. Principal Lori Bricken spoke with WIMT.
Students were reassuring because I asked them, how does it make you feel? And they have all echoed that it makes me feel safer.
The Floyd County Board of Education, Floyd County Fiscal Court, and the City of Prestonsburg are helping pay for the increased security. Officials say they have the money to supply each school for at least the remainder of the school year.
The Pike County School Board has approved a proposal to allow teachers to carry concealed guns. According to the Lexington Herald Leader, the unanimous decision was made Monday evening. It was prompted by multiple school shootings in recent weeks. The motion authorizes the Pike County Sheriff's Office to oversee the program and finalize a formal policy. Superintendent Reed Adkins hopes the board will give final approval in 2 to 3 weeks. Under the proposal, school employees could volunteer to be concealed carry guards. They would undergo several tests and receive firearms training for free.
A Lawrence County, Ohio student has been arrested and charged with terroristic threatening after an alleged threat to the Fairland High School. According to the Ashland Daily Independent, the female teen was arrested last Thursday morning after the high school contacted law enforcement. Details of the alleged threat have not been reported.
Officials in Bracken County are investigating an unsubstantiated threat at the Bracken County High School. According to the Maysville Ledger Independent, a student notified school administrators that they had overheard another student make the threat Tuesday. The Bracken County Sheriff's Office and Kentucky State Police were notified, and law enforcement continues to investigate the incident.
Troopers at the Moorhead, Kentucky State Police Post are making an effort to spend more time inside area schools. Post 8 covers Bath, Elliott, Fleming, Lewis, Mason, Menifee, Morgan, Montgomery, Powell, Rowan, and Wolf counties. Trooper Scott Farrell says throughout the day, usually at different times, a trooper will go into a school within their coverage area.
Hopefully it makes the kids feel better, you know, just seeing us there, you know, and we get a better working relationship with the kids in school where they can build confidence in us and trust in us to where something like this does happen, they can, you know, come out and talk to us more.
Farrell says patrols at the schools have increased after the January 23rd school shooting at Marshall County High School in Western Kentucky. Two 15-year-old students were killed and 17 were injured during that attack.
The judge presiding over the trial of the alleged Marshall County High School shooter is being challenged for holding closed proceedings. Haley Hansen with the Kentucky News Network reports.
Circuit Court Judge James Jamison has closed 15-year-old Gabriel Parker's arraignment and other proceedings over the objections of several media outlets. Parker is facing murder charges for last month's shooting. The media outlets filed a petition with the Kentucky Court of Appeals over the secrecy, saying Jamison was sealing public records. Jamison, in return, filed a petition rebutting those claims. The Marshall County Commonwealth's attorney is asking for a special judge to handle the case. I'm Haley Hansen.
A Kentucky lawmaker has introduced legislation that would raise the minimum age to purchase assault rifles. Jefferson County Democrat Chris Harris filed the measure that would increase the age from 18 to 21 years old. Harris spoke on the House floor earlier this month.
I have always been a strong advocate for the Second Amendment, and I will continue to be, but the time has come for common sense action.
Harris says thoughts and prayers are empty without action. We'll be right back with more state news after this quick break.
Support for MSPR provided by Downtown Moorhead Incorporated, presenting the 13th Annual Moorhead Antique Market, March 4th and 5th at the Moorhead Conference Center. On-site appraisals by Tom Clark and Richard Mook from KET's Antiques Collectibles TV show. The Moorhead Antique Market at the Moorhead Conference Center, Saturday, March 4th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Sunday, March 5th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. More information on Facebook under Downtown Moorhead.
Attorney General Andy Beshear says a public pension overhaul proposed by Republican lawmakers would not withstand court challenges likely to follow if the measure becomes law. In a letter to lawmakers, Beshear says the bill would break the inviolable contract between the state and its public employees. Beshear says that contract would be broken because the bill would reduce or alter guaranteed benefits.
When we tell someone we're going to enter a contract with them that we will never break, and the people we're entering the contract with dedicate their lives to teaching our children, then we can never, ever break it.
For teachers, he says it would reduce cost of living adjustments and cap use of sick time. For some other public employees, he says it would unlawfully change how retirement is calculated.
Moorhead Mayor Jim Tom Trent supports a bill before the state legislature that would permit cities and counties to gradually increase their payments to the retirement plans of their employees. The proposal allows them to hike those contributions by 12% a year over the next decade until they fully fund their side of things. Without the change, municipalities in Kentucky will face an abrupt 50% or higher increase to those contributions on July 1st. Trent says that would cost the city of Moorhead about $300,000.
And that's just a large amount to have to adjust to, because that means, you know, other things are going to take a back seat. Other things may have to be pushed out of the way or delayed or taken out altogether for what we're trying to do. So anytime that hit can be spread out, it's better than the alternative of all at once.
State lawmakers are currently looking for ways to plug a $41 billion hole in Kentucky's pension systems for public school teachers, police officers, firefighters, state workers, and local government employees.
The Rouen Fiscal Court is giving the local historical society some money to help with its continuing project to refurbish the county's old jail. According to Judge Executive Walter Blevins, the magistrates recently okayed a $13,000 appropriation that will pay for a new roof on the 1930s-era bluestone structure.
That's their project. It's not a county project now. But we're still involved. That's still our building. It's our piece of property. But I have faith in that group that they're going to continue to raise the funds and to put in the extra volunteers to make sure that becomes a reality.
The old jail, which is located on the Courthouse Square in downtown Moorhead, has had its first floor entirely renovated. Work is currently being done on the second floor. Once the upgrades are completed, the building will become a studio for the so-called dirty arts, such as welding, carpentry, and pottery.
While recent heavy rains have caused flooding issues in several parts of eastern Kentucky, Olive Hill has remained dry. The Carter County city had historically been flood-prone. Rainstorms would often force Tigert's Creek over its banks and into Olive Hill's downtown, which caused millions of dollars in damage over the years. However, Carter Emergency Management Director Roger Dunphy says local residents took action about 4 to 5 years ago to fix problems with the waterway.
They dredged the bottom, a lot of the silt and buildup that had been there for years. And they literally cleaned up the bottom of Tigert's Creek, and it opened it up more so that there was a better flow of water, and there wasn't a lot of debris that would cause backups.
Most of the recent flooding in Carter County has happened in the Rush area. Dunphy says those who may have sustained property damage as the result of the situation should contact his office at 606-316-4070.
The Olive Hill City Council has revised their water rate. WMKY's Chaz Jenkins reports.
The regular session occurred last week and opened with a reading of the revised water rate for Olive Hill. According to the Olive Hill Times, users with a 3-inch meter outside the city will be seeing their rates increase from $162.50 in 2017 to $166.56 in 2018, and $170.72 in 2019. Anyone using from 2,000 to 50,000 gallons will have their rates increase from $10 per 1,000 gallons to $10.25 in 2018 and $10.51 in 2019. And usage over 50,000 gallons will increase from $7.50 per 1,000 gallons to $7.69 and $7.88, respectively. People with a 4-inch meter will go from paying $550 for up to 2,000 gallons to $563.75 this year and $577.84 next year. Usage from 2,000 to 50,000 gallons and usage over 50,000 gallons will increase at the same rate as for 3-inch lines. No other changes in rates were made during the session. For WMKY News, I'm Chaz Jenkins.
Motorists in Mason County will have to avoid Clark's Run Road until some repairs are made. Heavy rains over the past week, which caused water levels to rise, eroded parts of the road, making it too dangerous to travel on. Mason Judge Executive Joe Pfeffer says Clark's Run Road was originally taken down to one lane after its bank slipped, which cracked the pavement. But Pfeffer says a further investigation revealed the soil eroded underneath the roadway, and it also gave way.
At that point, we thought for the safety of the public traveling that road that we would shut the road down. We hope to put in about a 60-foot retaining wall, and then we'll backfill and compact and get it up to the road surface level and had to resurface that part of the road. But it was compromised under the asphalt, so it was unsafe to travel over.
Pfeffer says Clark's Run Road was resurfaced just a few years ago. If the weather permits, repairs should be completed within the next week.
Meadowview Regional Medical Center has been recognized by the American College of Cardiology. WMKY's Peyton Stewart reports.
The Maysville Hospital has once again been awarded Chest Pain Center accreditation with primary PCI based on the staff's ability to diagnose and treat patients who may be experiencing a heart attack. Percutaneous coronary intervention is a non-surgical procedure that opens narrowed or blocked coronary arteries with a balloon to relieve symptoms or reduce heart damage during or after a heart attack. Linda Skaggs is the chief nursing officer at MRMC. She tells the Maysville Ledger that Meadowview's top priority is providing high-quality care to their cardiac patients. Reporting for WMKY, I'm Peyton Stewart.
Taking a look at this week's weather forecast, tonight a 70% chance of rain showers and lows around 52 degrees. Tomorrow a 90% chance of rain, tapering off into the evening, highs around 60. Tomorrow night it'll be cloudy and lows in the mid-30s. Friday it's partly cloudy and highs in the mid-40s. Friday night it'll be pretty clear with lows around 28 degrees. Saturday it'll be sunny and highs around 49. Saturday night it's going to be clear with lows in the mid-20s. Sunday, we expect to be sunny with highs in the mid-50s. Current temperatures are 51 degrees in Flemingsburg, 55 degrees in Ashland, 54 degrees in Winchester, 56 degrees in Inez, and 52 degrees here on the campus of Morehead State University.
The time is 4:43. You're listening to Mountain Edition here on Morehead State Public Radio. I'm Arlo Barnett here with Cody Robinson, and we're glad you're here on this Wednesday afternoon. On our feature segment, preservationists in Martin County are teaming up with musicians from the other side of the globe to raise money for a historic landmark. With the help of John Flavel and Morehead State University's trailblazer, WMKY's Leanne Akers files this report.
With rhythm and music that seem to echo that of bluegrass legends, a group of Hungarian musicians entertained students from the Center for Traditional Music on Tuesday. CTM director Raymond McLean says old-time bluegrass, blues, and western swing fit right in with traditional Hungarian music.
The kind of energy, the kind of the priority they seem to make that in their lives, the way that they take it very seriously. It's fun and it feels good, but they're also taking it very seriously. My gosh, they certainly have technical expertise, but more than that, they have heart.
McLean says everyone who encounters the musicians can learn something from them.
I think all the students instantly realized that this music feels very much like the music that inspired them to want to play in the first place.
But the musicians aren't in Kentucky just to teach or learn about Appalachian music. They're actually on a mission to preserve the home of Martin Himmler, a Hungarian immigrant who wanted to build a coal company based on a worker ownership model.
We feel that Martin Himmler was just a fantastic person. You know, we grew up with myths, and then, you know, really researching and wanting to preserve the house.
Charlotte Anderson is the president of the Martin County Historic Society, which owns the historic building. Himmler House was built in the early 1900s in Beauty, Kentucky. Anderson says the group took possession of the home in 2014.
The house has always been a symbol, and it's deteriorating fast. Right now, it's going to have to be a rebuild. You know, raising the funds has been difficult. Economy is not that good in Martin County and the surrounding areas, but we felt that it was beneficial.
The group contacted the Hungarian embassy to enlist assistance with preserving the home, which is on the National Historic Registry.
We wanted it not to be just a house, but a cultural center, a tourism place. We are striving for national landmark status for the house. Then it will be the only Hungarian-American monument landmark in the United States.
Anderson says Martin Himmler built a community which was then called Himmlerville.
They had their bakery, they had a power plant, you know, which supplied electricity in the 1900s, you know, early 1900s. This was, you know, a big thing. They had indoor plumbing, you know, they had ice cream shop, they had an opera house, they had everything that they needed right in that little community.
Unfortunately, Himmler House is in such a state of decay that it can't be renovated. The Historic Society is hoping to raise $800,000 to rebuild. The Hungarian musicians will team up with bluegrass legends Larry Cordell, Angelina Presley, and Nathan Stanley on Thursday at 7 p.m. at the Mountain Arts Center in Prestonsburg. Proceeds from the concert will go to the preservation of Himmler House. For more information on the project, visit himmlerhouse.org. For WMKY News, I'm Leanne Akers.
.448. You're still listening to Mountain Edition on Moorhead State Public Radio. Braxton Howard has a view of the sports world for you in 30 seconds.
Support for MSPR comes from the city of Moorhead, home to Moorhead State University, St. Clair Healthcare, Kentucky Folk Arts Center, and Moorhead Conference Center. The city of Moorhead supports efforts to encourage community livability, economic prosperity, and cultural outreach. Facebook and online at moorhead-ky.gov.
The boys get going. Good afternoon for WMKY Sports. I'm Braxton Howard. The 16th Region Boys Basketball Tournament will get underway tonight at LST Johnson Arena here in Moorhead. Two of the favorites in the tournament open first-round play at 6:30 as Coach Jeremy Howe's 22-5 Ashland Blazer Tomcats square off with Morgan County's 25-5 Cougars.
They got a great record. I haven't seen them much this year. Saw them out at Fairview when Fairview got them. But, you know, Coach Perry, he's been around a while. He knows what he's doing. So I'm sure they'll be prepared for us like we'll be prepared for them.
In tonight's second game, Bath County will make its first appearance in the regional tournament since 2009 as Coach Bart Williams' 16-14 Wildcats take on the 16-11 Raceland Rams.
We've played Raceland twice already. We're familiar with them. They're familiar with us. You know, we played them, you know, on a big stage once in the All-A Finals, and you know, they got us. And, you know, we're excited just to be here. But, you know, we obviously think that us and Raceland is a really good matchup in the first round.
Tomorrow night's first-round affairs feature Boyd County against Elliott County and Round County meeting Lewis County. Those games also start at 6:30. One other note from area high school basketball, Greenup County head coach Harold Tackett has retired after six seasons with the Musketeers. Greenup had six coaches in 6 years before Tackett took over back in 2012. He led them to an 82-92 record, including two 63rd district championships. Winners of three straight, the 23rd-ranked Kentucky basketball team is at home tonight to face off with one of the SEC's lower echelon squads. UK hosts Ole Miss at 7. Even though the Rebels are just 12-17 this season, Coach John Calipari is warning his Wildcats to not take them for granted and to remain focused.
I know they're good enough to beat us. I'm worried about where are we? Have we learned? Or will we revert? Now, if you think there's no chance that we will not revert, you're crazy. You're crazy. There's a chance that we could revert. Let's hope these guys learned a lesson and they didn't like how that felt and they're going to come out and play.
UK will be shooting for its 21st win this season, along with bidding to improve on its 9-7 league mark. Meanwhile, John Calipari has joined the crowd of people offering up their solutions on how to, quote, fix college basketball amidst the FBI's investigation into the recruiting world. After a report showed multiple players receiving benefits from agents, including Kentucky's Kevin Knox, Cal suggests that should just be legal.
These kids deserve advisors as they're moving through this process, and the problem with the NCAA, it's slow moving. This one doesn't need to be slow moving. I'm counting on that they'll come to their senses. I think these kids should be able to use their likeness, make money from their signatures. It's their name and likeness. It's not ours, it's theirs. They should be able to make money. There's stuff that can be done.
Cal says he hopes the NBA Players Union and the NCAA will consider changing the rules this summer. The Morehead State women's basketball team begins OVC tournament action tomorrow at 2 p.m. in Evansville, Indiana, when it battles Jacksonville State. Coach Greg Todd's 21-10 Eagles will be looking to turn the tables on the Gamecock squad that beat them twice during the regular season.
I think we have to guard them very well, which we've done. We've done a pretty good job of defending them. Their strength is their depth, so we have to have a tough game from that end, and I think rebounding is always a key, particularly where we don't have near the post depth now.
The MSU women lost the conference's top rebounder, junior center Tierra McGowan, to a broken leg in early January. The Morehead State baseball team has its home opener this week on Friday when the Eagles welcome Illinois State into Allen Field. At 5-3 on the year, including a sweep of Alabama A&M on the road last weekend, MSU coach Mike McGuire is pleased with how his team has started the season, but admits he's ready to be back home.
It's good for us to go out on the road and get off to a good start, but at home is where we make our hay, so to speak, and we've got to get off to a good start at home again with a very quality opponent, and there's a reason they call it a home field advantage, and I feel like we have one. Our park is definitely unique, but we know how to play there as well.
Illinois State rose into Morehead 3-3 on the year. In other baseball news, the Major League Baseball Players Association has filed grievances against the Marlins, Athletics, Pirates, and Rays, saying the four teams failed to appropriately spend revenue-sharing money to improve their teams. Also, the Texas Rangers have signed 33-year-old former Giants Cy Young Award winner Tim Lichcomb, who did not pitch last season, and the Indians have signed free agent first baseman Mike Napoli, who helped them win the AL pennant in 2016. The Morehead State football team's 2018 schedule is now out. It features 6 home games and 5 road games, starting with the Eagles' season-opening game against rival Eastern Kentucky in Richmond. After going 4-7 last season with a young and inexperienced roster, Coach Rob Tenier believes MSU will be much improved this fall.
We got a lot of guys that played this year, so I will be excited going into spring. We're going to be limited in what we can do, I think, at some positions. But we've got a lot of really good skill players that I'm excited about, and we've got some redshirt guys that we think can help as well.
The MSU football team's home opener is September the 8th against Mount St. Joseph. The Eagles start PFL action at home against Butler 3 weeks after that. Finally in sports, some notes from the NFL. Philadelphia Eagles veteran punter Donnie Jones has announced his retirement after 14 seasons in the pros. The New York Jets are interested in trading away their number 2 pick in the upcoming draft. And former Bears and Jets running back Matt Forte announced his retirement today after 10 years in the league. That's sports for WMKY. I'm Braxton Howard.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics, online at msueagles.com. Season tickets are now available for both Eagle baseball and softball. Baseball welcomes Illinois State this weekend, and softball hosts the Morehead State Classic, March 10th and 11th. Tickets and information from the MSU Eagle Ticket Office at 783-2386 or online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the National Offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. U.S. stocks fell sharply in choppy trading, giving up earlier gains as Wall Street wrapped up a volatile month for the major averages. And the Dow Industrials did finish with a loss of 380.83 at 25,029.20. The S&P 500 was down 30.45 at 2713.83, and the NASDAQ was down 57.35 at 7273.01. Earlier in the session, the S&P and NASDAQ both rose over 0.5%, and the Dow gained as much as 166 points. And, of course, both the Dow and the S&P were down sharply yesterday as interest rates were higher. And today, the yield on the 10-year Treasury actually finished lower at 2.87%. And, of course, in yesterday's trading, the 10-year note yield jumped about 5 basis points to over 2.9% after the Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell hinted at the possibility of more than 3 rate hikes for 2018 in his testimony to Congress. In corporate news, home improvement retailer Lowe's reported weaker than expected quarterly earnings, and that sent the company stock down more than 6%. And Booking Holdings, formerly known as Priceline, saw its share spike more than 6% after reporting better than expected adjusted earnings. And in the commodities markets, oil was down 2.4% at $61.49 a barrel, and gold was unchanged at $1,319 an ounce. In Europe, stocks were weak, with the Stock 600 index down 0.7%, and in Asia, stocks were down as well, with the Nikkei dropping 1.4% and the Shanghai Composite down 1%. Among Dow industrial stocks, the best performer was United Technologies, and the worst performers were Caterpillar and Dow DuPont. In the S&P 500, the best performers were TJX and Envision Healthcare, and the worst performers were Albemarle Corporation and Celgene. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Ashland Global down $1.21 at $70.88, CSX down $1.18 at $53.72, Marathon Petroleum down $1.55 at $64.05, AEP down 39 cents at $65.56, AK Steel down 31 cents at $5.16, and Anthem was down $1.85 to finish at $235.36. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
Support for MSPR is provided by Gateway Radio Works, serving Rowan and surrounding counties with WKCA at 97.7 FM. All the programming of WKCA, classic country music, news, and more is available worldwide on WKCARadio.com. Apps are available for both your Apple and Android devices. WKCA proudly supports Morehead State University and Morehead State Public Radio.
Now, taking a look at events in the region, now on display at the Round County Arts Center is an exhibit by Chris Caldwell entitled Three Lick and Beyond. A closing reception will be held from 5 to 7 p.m. on Friday, March 2nd. The event is free and open to the public.
The Morehead Writing Project will hold a writer's retreat from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday, March 21st at the Kentucky Folk Arts Center. Participants are encouraged to bring photos, memorabilia, and artifacts that relate to their family stories. Open to all writers in the community, the cost is $50, and the deadline to register is March 22nd. Again, that's happening on March 24th at the Kentucky Folk Arts Center.
Taking another look at this week's weather forecast, tonight it's a 70% chance of rain showers, lows around 52 degrees. Tomorrow, a 90% chance of rain, tapering off in the evening. Highs around 60. Tomorrow night, it'll be cloudy with lows in the mid-30s. Friday, it's partly cloudy and highs in the mid-40s. Friday night, we can expect it to be clear and lows around 28 degrees. Saturday, it's going to be sunny and highs around 49. Saturday night, it's going to be clear with lows in the mid-20s. And Sunday, it will be sunny and highs in the mid-50s. Current temperatures are 51 degrees in Flemingsburg, 55 degrees in Ashland, 54 degrees in Winchester, 56 degrees in Inez, and 52 degrees here in Morehead on the campus of Morehead State University.
And that'll do it for us on Mountain Edition this afternoon. We had help from Chuck Mraz, Jacob Lindberg, Chaz Jenkins, Peyton Stewart, Jack Cottle, and Braxton Howard, along with KNN's Haley Hansen, Hilliard Lyons' Bud Luke, and our feature segment today came from WMKY's Assistant News Director, Leanne Akers. This is Morehead State Public Radio, WMKY Morehead, and translator W202BH Inez. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Cody Robinson and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Arlo Barnett, WMKY News. All things considered from NPR is headed your way. It's 5 o'clock.